Well, hello there, everyone.
Howdy, howdy.
We're Jason and Tony, and the name of this podcast is
In Case You Missed It.
We named it that in case you missed it.
See what we did there?
From the show this morning. If you missed it, here is a study that I'm sure everyone is shocked about. Women are happier when they're single and have no kids.
No way.
Well, here is some research I guess they spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure as soon as I say it, all you ladies are going to go, yeah, duh, because I sure did.
Well, let's have it.
The happiest people in the world are women who aren't married and don't have any kids.
Dun, dun, dun.
Really? That's a big shocker, isn't
Get
it?
Get out of
here. Huh.
You mean like with kids comes like some responsibility
yeah.
and people that...
Uh-huh.
They have all that freedom and time tend to be a little more happy.
And apparently husbands are just big kids, too. So,
no.
I mean, that's a whole other responsibility. Yeah. So, I can't believe it. Can you, Tony? Now, here's the other thing.
Okay, what's that?
For men, it found out that men are actually happier when they're married, and they also live longer when they're married.
Really?
Yeah, it's because single men will build a ramp and jump a go-kart into a pool and possibly kill themselves.
That's true.
Married men will have a wonderful wife going, baby, don't do that.
Yeah, you don't need to jump a go-kart into the pool.
You're going to hurt yourself. That's stupid. Now you get in here and help me take out this trash. Okay, baby.
All right, you got it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Thus living longer and happier.
Y'all save our lives,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, every day, yeah.
Huh.
That's some good research right there.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, thanks. Some relationship troubles. A lady married a 700-year-old ghost pirate, and well, it's just not working out.
Got to walk the plank.
Well, I always hate when relationships go bad.
Sad, ain't it?
And I guess who would have guessed this one would go bad?
Didn't see it coming.
47-year-old lady, her name's Amanda Teague. She lives in Northern Ireland. Last year, she was in the news because she married the ghost of a pirate from the 1700s named Jack. And the marriage wasn't great, apparently.
Well, he's 300 years old. There's an age barrier
yeah,
there.
What are they going to talk about?
You don't want to.
He's all talking about, "Nar, I almost got scurvy today." And she was like, "I just went to the grocery store."
Are you cheating on me?
We going to get a divorce.
He's too old.
Here's what happened.
Okay, what happened?
Amanda says that all the loving she was having with the ghost of Jack was taking a toll on her body and making her seriously ill.
Dang, old Jack must have been a good...
It only got better when they stopped the loving. And she realized that Jack, the ghost of a pirate from the 1700s, was probably stealing her life force.
You can't be having that. I hate a life force stealer.
Well,
you can't keep your life force laying around.
She told Jack she wanted a divorce, and apparently he threatened to kill her.
Dang it, Jack.
She managed to get around that by having an exorcism.
Good
for
her.
Which is how you should end all marriages. I mean,
that's how my first one ended, with an exorcism.
That's why they called it an exorcism.
That's right.
A new song from Jason and Tony Records called Sweat in Strange Places.
May sound familiar.
Blame it all on this heat. I don't smell so neat. Ruined my last fresh clean pair. The last one to know, when the sweat starts to flow, I can't believe all the sweat from down there. I got a surprise, a sweat drip from my eyes. I pulled out a hanky to dry. As I looked at you and saw my sweat seeping through, I was shocked to find out where it's stained. Cause I got sweat in strange places, from the back of my knees to my private spaces. I began to chafe. Gonna need to bathe. Well, I can deal with I got sweat in strange places. Yeah, I got sweat in strange places. On the back of my knees, to the faces, I begin to change. I'm gonna need play.
Where's that bubble play?
Also had a new social media theater for you today.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
This comes from the timeline of Natalie. And Natalie lost her underwear got stolen, or she lost them. We don't know. Tony, you be Natalie, and Chuck.
Okay.
I will play Mary and Jacob.
Got it.
All right, here we go.
Natalie, I think my coworker stole my underwear. Mary, what? Ew, that's gross.
Jacob. New or used?
Natalie, OMG, why would you even ask that, you pervert?
Jacob, I think it's a fair response to a stupid Facebook post about your underwear. If it's new, that seems a lot less odd than if someone were to steal old underwear.
Mary, why would someone do that? And how is it possible that someone stole them?
Natalie, well, I usually leave a couple of sets of gym clothing in my desk. Last Friday, I wanted to take some of my used clothes home after my busy week, and then I noticed all my underwear was missing, and they were not new either.
Mary, are you sure you didn't just misplace them?
Natalie, I know I did not misplace 3 sets. How do I bring up the subject of theft?
Mary, I bet it was Chuck.
Chuck, why did you even tag me on this? I wouldn't steal Natalie's underwear.
Jacob, you should post pictures of the underwear, you know, so we know what we're looking for. What kind of panties were they?
Natalie, I just puked in my mouth reading that, Jacob. You're so gross.
Jacob, why are you so stupid to post something as ridiculous as this?
Natalie, I wanted help on what I should do.
Jacob, okay, here's the thought. Leave your underwear in your car, not your desk, and don't put dumb stuff like this on Facebook. Hashtag Chuck stole your panties.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony had a brand new word of the day.
Doggone thesaurus is what he is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Spitterish. Spitterish is what you call licorice when it gets chewed up into your snuff. Spitterish.
Last Tony's word of the day.
A very special best country lyric that's never written, because it's about my dog Daisy.
Oh, for you, Jason.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She loves it when I kiss her face. No other blue healer will take her place.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's an 87-year-old guy named Clarence Turner. Mm-hmm. Clarence was a paratrooper in World War II.
Wow, that's cool.
He made 16 jumps while serving in the Pacific.
Neato.
He went back up Saturday and made another jump from 11,000 feet.
Whoa, how old?
87.
87 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
The reason he did it, though, was to raise money for his great-grandson's medical expenses. Julian Crouch is 10 months old. He's been in the hospital since he was born. He has a lung disease. He had a transplant. And the family's medical bills are already more than $1 million.
Oh, you know it.
So he was up there. He didn't raise $1 million, but he raised some.
And this man, 87-year-old World War II veteran,
yeah,
jumped again.
Yeah, he's planning on making another jump in a couple of years, because remember when George H.W. Bush jumped out, he was 88.
Oh, so he wants to be a...
He wants to do one at 89.
Wow, cool.
To break his record, and he's hoping that he doesn't have to do it for money the next time.
Oh, that would
be... But he, of course, will.
Bless this Clarence man and the guts he has.
Yeah, Clarence, you are real good. Well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to it. Be sure to share it with all your friends. Listen to it over and over and over.
Play it loud at work. Loud.
And over again. Loud. We would appreciate. This has been In Case You Missed It with Jason and Tony.